got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess, historically, I've brought several things to the show over the last couple of weeks and months in particular, and I've asked you a series of questions, and we've discovered that you've got like 90% of a lot of these. You were a grot. You were a bogan.
Okay.
What else have we done?
Apparently I stink.
Yep.
Mozzies love me.
Yeah, and you sleep wrong.
And I sleep incorrectly.
It's one of my favorite things to do too, because people want to get to know you more and more. And like, we're getting to know you so well.
It turns out I'm a terrible person. So
I have found a few key things that are apparently poor, rude email etiquette kind of things.
You know I'm terrible at my emails. I always tell people if we meet them, I'm like, email Tim because you're more likely to get a response because my email system is terrible.
Like you'll say, be like, looking at your emails because it's got 7,000 in the inbox.
I've got 38 unread emails currently.
I have four. No, not even unread. I have four to be actioned.
I cleaned my email inbox like on Monday.
You just thought, why does it get so bad?
I don't know, because it's not a priority for me.
Work. So if you work in a place where emails are flying left, right, and center, here are some rude things, and maybe keep score on yourself and say, all right, am I a rude person over email?
Okay.
Emails that skip the pleasantries, Jess.
Yeah, I often skip pleasantries.
So instead of like, hey, Tim, where are the songs for today's show? You'll just send an email saying, where are the songs?
No, sometimes I'll just be like, songs?
So not like, thanks, Jess. No, hi. And I've seen you do it to people that we don't even know that well. You'll be like, what time are we getting there? And maybe I read it in that voice, but it's not like,
because you know me.
It's like, hi, Marie.
Yeah.
What time do we need to get to this event? Thank you very much in advance.
What time do you need me?
Yeah. Emails marked as urgent.
Oh, no, I don't do that. Nah.
You got to send an email.
Nothing I say is urgent. If it's urgent, I'm texting you. I'm not emailing you. Emails are not urgent.
I will click an urgent. I sent an urgent one to yesterday to some of the different announcers.
Largely
because it was urgent information and it needed to be.
Text me.
Yeah.
I probably didn't get it.
Great. Emails that say thank you in advance. Again, these are rude things to do in email culture. Yeah. So saying like, hey, Jess, can you make sure you park your car not in the work car park today? Thanks in advance. So essentially, that's saying you will do what this email says.
I would just leave that out again. It would be like, do not park here, Jess.
Another one, emails that copy in the world. Essentially going like CCing a lot of people in BCCing. Do you do a blind CC?
Only if I want someone to be in on it and I don't want other people to know that they're there.
I feel like I'm BCC'd in a lot of your emails
potentially. Yeah, yeah. If people are emailing me about the show and they haven't initially emailed you, I'll just chuck you in a BCC.
You're not going so bad at this one so far. A couple more emails with information overload.
No, again, mine are very short and sharp.
I feel like I'm more...
I can't be bothered.
Yeah, I feel like we're learning a little bit different things about you, but maybe I am putting too much information in. Because, we don't just do the talky-talky here at the radio station. We've got other jobs that we do. And I have a more information, boring-based secondary
That's
part.
That's true,
It's like, oh, guys, can we just make sure that all the things are in place for the weekend? I must be the worst
I do
person.
Skim your emails.
Yeah, I know.
They are very long.
And then final thing that is rude in email culture, emails with poor grammar.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't stand poor grammar.
But your English is terrible.
What do you mean?
You're the typo queen.
It's because, again, I'm typing it really fast because I don't care, Tim. I don't want to be doing emails.
You understand. This is live. Our boss is listening and can be... grabbed to be listened to multiple times again. You're just totally fine.
I do the work. Like, obviously, like, the job gets done.
Yep.
I just don't want to be.
Still haven't put your annual leave in for Easter, but besides that, you're on top of it. If you're listening to that and that's you, be better. You're on K-Rock.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Now, Jess, at the moment, Metricon is sponsoring the show. Geelong's trusted builder for over 23 years and... you're lucky that we've gotten this far in the week before I've even brought up what I want to talk about.
What do you mean?
Metricon are great guys, right?
Yeah.
Great guys and girls. Great team members. Darren and the team that we met a couple of weeks ago when they said, hey, we'd love to sponsor the show, we're like, we'll come out, we'll say g'day, we'll go see you.
I really just wanted to go and have a look at the house, to be honest.
We went to the display homes in Mountaineed. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Stunning. Had a bit of fun, didn't we, Jess?
We don't need to talk about this, though. We don't. I thought we'd.
I wanted to wait long enough for you to get your guard down.
You bastard.
Okay, calm down. I've technically done nothing wrong. I'm only. I'll give you an opportunity to share what happened, or I can. Because I'm not even convinced that you'll say it correctly, but I'm happy for you to self-nominate, self-dob yourself, or if you'd like me to do it, go for it.
I would like you to do it.
Okay. So, bit of behind the scenes. When someone wants to sponsor the show, Jess and I will... We'd like to go out and meet who sponsors the show.
Oh, because we really appreciate people getting on board.
Yeah, people giving the show money and helping out. So we'll go say thank you and kind of see what they've got on offer. We went out to the display homes a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Darren and the team showed us around. You and I have old houses, so it was just kind of like, oh, this is, you can do this? This
Look
is
at
fantastic.
This.
And
there's a window in the bedroom.
The fit-outs, Jess, that they put in these houses, you could live in them straight away, right?
Yeah.
And they've even got those like personal knick-knacky kind of things where you go, is someone living in this house?
They style it really nicely.
Yeah. What was in the kitchen again? My memory's just...
Okay. We walked into the luxury home because mm-hmm. there are two levels. Mm-hmm. Of course, in the fancier one, I let my intrusive thoughts take over, Tim, and there was a large...
Glass.
Time?
Hourglass.
I was going to say timepiece.
I like it.
It was a giant hourglass. Like it was
probably
like 40 centimeters tall.
Oh, more. Maybe 60 to 70 centimeters.
It was gigantic. And I went, spin that. That'll be fun.
Because it was all the sand
was
on one side.
Full of sand. So I flipped it and I put it back where it was placed against like a bunch of books.
There was like some chopping boards, some like other knickknacks.
It was very like fancy. Like I would never have something like that in my kitchen because it would just get covered in like grease from my cooking.
Right. So I was kind of looking at the outdoor area and I turn around and I see that you had just placed.
I just flipped it.
Yeah. And my brain's going, regardless, well, why are we touching things? We don't touch things here.
Again, my intrusive thoughts took over and they were just like, flip it.
Yeah.
Flip it, Jess. It'll be so fun.
And then everything went into slow motion for me.
Same.
What happened, mate?
So all of the books that were sitting behind the timepiece slowly started to fall forward and I went to catch them and I caught the books instead of the hourglass. Which I should have gone for that. I should have gone for the hourglass.
The glass. Because what would happen if a book fell on the ground?
It would just fall. What happened when the hourglass fell, however?
Glass and sand went 5 meters in every direction.
And all I could do was stand there.
That meme of that cat with its hands.
Is this when you tell me that they had security cameras and you've gotten the footage? Because
no,
I'll die.
I wish. I still should track that down. But Darren, who...
So lovely.
Who helps run it. Well, what else can you do?
He walked over. He was like, don't worry. Just don't step in the glass. Move away. Move away from the glass. And I just held his arm. I was just like, I'm so sorry.
I said to him, you didn't have to sponsor the show. I was like, you know what? That's
you can change your mind.
Whatever you spend to sponsor the show, take that off the bill.
Yeah.
However much that cost. Did you clean it up?
I didn't.
Yeah. Interesting. Did you offer?
I did offer.
No, you didn't. I remember every single thing that happened.
I did
you
offer.
You just kept saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
I asked him, I was like, do you need some help? And he said, don't worry. We've got people that can help tidy up.
No, he said, don't worry, you've done enough. Metricon, Geelong's trusted builder for over 23 years, somehow still sponsoring the show.
You bastard.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
A couple of mates, Jess, I've been chatting to in the lead up to going away to a wedding this weekend. I'm literally flying into Brisbane for less than 24 hours to go to this wedding. I wish I could go for longer. It is what it is.
God, you're good for going at all.
Well, it's an old, old friend, like early high school.
Yeah.
Good mate. She's met the love of her life like the last like 8 years ago and they've been together a really long time. They never wanted to get married and they've decided, you know what, let's do it. And they've been planning this for a while. So heading to Brisbane tomorrow.
Yeah.
Literally get in.
Too hard to fly with a 9-week-old baby.
So unfortunately my wife and our son have to stay home, which is a bit of a shame, but I'm representing the family. I was telling a couple of mates, I was like, oh man, how much? And I booked this a long time ago because I was worried about how expensive it could be. But like... I'll absolutely pay the money because I really want to go to
how,
the wedding.
How much have you dropped? Flights, accommodation?
Parking at the airport.
Yeah, travel.
It's $700 or $800.
Sorry, I nearly swore.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It
and
is.
So by the end of the weekend, you'll have spent nearly $1,000.
Probably on, well, I don't have to pay for dinner from what I understand.
That's fair.
Yep. I'll try and snag some snacks on the plane for my breakfast and lunch, I guess. And I'll keep it low that way. But then, yeah, maybe like taxi or Uber from the airport.
Yep.
A couple of mates were going, you're not getting a gift right or giving them any money. And I was like, well, yeah, I am. I've got a card. I've written it. I've got the money in and everything. And they're like, you don't have to. And I was like, well, no, you do.
I see both sides of this, right? Because like as someone who has a wedding upcoming in the next six months, I have many, many people flying in from interstate.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, like, I don't expect a gift from anyone.
Exactly.
But if people are giving gifts, that's lovely. But in particular, people traveling interstate, I'm like, you just being there at my wedding is enough of a gift for me.
Similar to what you're saying, for my wedding a couple of years ago with my wife, we messaged individually all the people traveling interstate. We had a lot of people coming from South Australia and Queensland in particular.
Yeah.
And we messaged them and said, do not under any circumstances
give us a gift. Yeah.
Money, give us a gift. But if I received that message as an interstate traveler,
I'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
Still getting one.
It's almost a challenge.
Yeah.
And you and I have been chatting and you thought it'd be fun to talk about on the show.
Well, because I think a lot of people have different opinions on this. Is your presence enough of a present?
If you're flying to an interstate wedding.
Yeah. Because I think it's similar like if you're doing a destination wedding. You can't expect any gift from someone if they're doing a destination wedding.
So if I'm saying, hey, we're getting married in 7 months in Bali.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's no, you're not bringing a gift. Me spending money on a holiday to be at your wedding, that's my gift.
What if you continue on for 3 weeks after the wedding? Like on a bit of a holiday.
Nah. The most I'd get is like some sort of like, you know.
Here's a singlet wooden, of Bintang.
Yeah, Bintang singlet for the bride and groom.
5223295. When you're traveling interstate for a wedding, do you have to get a gift? Do you have to give money?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear it. I've already decided and the card is sealed and I'm not opening it again.
Oh, you're already doing it.
I'm already doing it. Yeah. I'm not going to change it. I got out three different $50 notes and I was like, depending on how I'm feeling, I don't know how many are going to be in there.
Oh.
So it was tricky. I was like, my low end's 50, my high end's 150.
See, but 50 feels cheap. Like 50 feels worse than giving nothing.
I'll be honest. It was exactly $100 is what I put in. 5223295 for an interstate wedding. Is your presence a present? Lloyd in Armstrong Creek's giving us a call. Lloyd, you had something similar. You had your best mate's wedding in Brisbane recently?
Yeah, so my best mate got married. This is going back probably 6 years ago now.
Mm.
But they had their wedding up on the Gold Coast. So we were all invited to go, and I think we forked out probably just under $1,000 ourselves to stay up there for a day or two and come back.
Best friend, so, I would do it in a heartbeat. And this is an old friend, an old, very close friend, but not like not my best mate. So
not me.
Yeah. Sure. If that's how you identify, I can't tell you who you are, Jess. But Lloyd, it's...
So Lloyd, did you end up bringing a gift or...?
Well, myself was good enough, I thought, so I didn't bring anything with me, no.
Was it awkward when you walked into the... Like, I imagine walking into that wedding not holding a card would have felt a little uncomfortable.
Well, it wasn't really, because I spoke to my mate about it. And like I said to him, like me and my partner went up without the kids. And we said, like, we already spent enough coming up here. And it was already hard to try and get the time off to go. So they said, look, so long as you come, like, that was good enough for them. And I said, all right, that's fine then. So long as you don't expect a present from us, then it's all right.
It's definitely something like on your wedding day, you're not looking at the wishing well or the table where all the stuff goes. You get that in a basket the next day when someone calls you going, come and pick this up. We can't have it for longer than 24 hours.
I think I'm just used to the WOGs, you know, we open the card and you go, okay.
On the day?
No, the next day.
Oh, my God.
And I go, oh, Tim gave us $150. Okay, cool. We'll give him that much next
time. Oh, right.
Like you...
I wish I did that.
You write down what people give you
right,
so you know how much to give them. It's a WOG thing, Tim.
If only I could go back almost 3 years. Because I have no idea how much to get you for your wedding.
$5? It was actually, I gave you $500.
Okay. I can only believe you.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
We've had a very busy day. We've been in and out of the office, you and me.
Just the grind.
Yeah.
We were talking about working from home. When we get there, how can we work from home when we're always at the bloody workplace? Am I right, Jess?
Yeah, good one.
Nah, I average about 3 hours a day here, and I like it that way.
So you said to me, Jess, I'm just going to pop out for a bit. You know, want to go grab a few things before the show. I said, no worries, Tim. Off you go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you know, we've got about an hour and a half before the show. Didn't have much else to prep for the show. I was like, show's pretty much already done. You know, I'm just going to hang out for a bit. And then I noticed something that has been sitting there for a couple of days now. Remember when we were talking about the work experience kid and the gross misuse of her over the last couple of days?
Yes, Marie, the promotions manager, Marie.
Stop naming her again.
She was got the work experience kid to start putting together flat pack furniture.
Yeah.
And I just think that you can't do that.
Now, she didn't finish the flat pack. And no. I was walking past the office and I saw the door just ajar. And I went, oh, there's no one in here. I reckon I could get that flat pack done in 30 minutes.
No way. Because you and I, Marie, we said to Marie, the promotions manager, Marie,
what's her name, the promotions manager?
I think it's Marie.
Yeah.
She said, because I said to her, I was like, you can't be using the work experience kit for that. I don't care if you've got manager in the title. That's not on. She's like, oh, but you know, I thought she'd get it done. I was like, oh, don't get me wrong. I love a flat pack. She's like,
Love a flat pack
and
as
you
well.
You said the same. And she was like, do you guys want to do it? And I was like, well, no, we're being paid to be here. So absolutely won't be doing that. I like to do that in my free time.
I was on my hands and knees with the instructions. And can you see how much I got done?
It hasn't changed.
Because I started putting the first couple of pieces together. I got to step one, Tim. I got to step one and I put the pieces together and they weren't fitting. And
strike me as someone that's good at putting furniture together.
One of the sales guys walked past and he was like, Jessica, this is not your job. And I was like, but... like, I've got some spare time. I'm happy to, like, even if I just get a few steps
30
ahead.
Minutes is brave. Even, like, I love putting it together and I have a long, like, I've been doing it for years. I take it away from my wife and I say, you go do whatever you want to do. This is what I'm going to do. Even a small thing would take you about an hour. The fact that you could think you could do a whole cabinet.
I was so convinced I could do a whole cabinet in 30 minutes. And then when the first two pieces wouldn't come together, I just put everything back as if I'd never touched it.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only thing that's moved is the drill.
Yeah.
And I think it's a cop-out that you're using a drill. You use the little Allen keys.
There wasn't an Allen key or a screwdriver. So I picked up the tool that I had. It didn't work. And so I stepped away and pretended like I'd never been there.
You've done a couple of things in the office that are really good describers of who you are lately.
What do you mean?
So you tried something for a brief moment. The moment it got hard, you decided not for me. Yesterday, you said that we have a lolly jar in the kitchen and someone, hilariously, I think it's so funny, they put the good lollies at the bottom of the jar and stacked all like the garbage 2 cent lollies at the top. And you wanted a Mars bar. You tried to get them and then you gave up because you're like, well, there's no point.
Stop outing me.
I just think.
It's so mean.
I just think you're living your actions. And again, it's a real... really telling of who you are as a person.
Anyway, I'm going to leave early today.
Only if you can figure out how to take the door off its hinges, Jess, and do it in 30 minutes and put it back together.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I don't know if there's something I've been doing that is maybe a little creepy or whether it's just like this is what people do in a relationship. So you're my moral compass.
Okay. Because everyone's relationships... different.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you catch yourself looking at another couple and you're going like, oh, that's nice, or that's a bit weird, you know. Well, so
should we be doing that?
Yeah.
So I have a Ring doorbell camera, right? Or like whatever the off brand of Ring was.
Rung.
We didn't buy the fancy
one. You got it off wish.com.
But we do have a doorbell camera, and so I have it connected to my phone, and whenever someone presses the doorbell or there's like motion detection, I get a notification on my phone saying, hey, you have a visitor.
Because I imagine this is for either, say, if a postal person's coming through and you can be
packages.
Like, hey, yeah, leave it there or whatever it may be. Or someone's knocked on your door and go, oh, hi, sorry, I'm not home right now. How can I help you?
Or food delivery services. And it turns out my partner, Akshay, when I'm not around, he will Uber Eats all the time.
So you don't share bank accounts.
We have a joint account, but he will use his own account because he thinks he's getting away with it.
Right.
And so I will always get a notification. It's like, you have a visitor. I see someone drop off a little food bag at the door. And then when I get home, like, it just, there's no mention of what he had
and
for lunch.
No evidence, I imagine.
No evidence. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to call him out on this. And today, you have a visitor, pops up on my phone. Ooh. I look at it, Uber Eats delivery driver.
How many days out of a week are we talking here?
At least once, if not twice a week.
Okay.
And so I sent him a message today saying, what'd you have? He was like, what are you talking about? I said, what did you order? I've just seen Uber Eats have arrived at the door. And
I had a long chat with him through our Rung camera. He's quite a nice guy. His name's Stephen. He's got three kids.
And Akshay started laughing. He's like, I got an egg and bacon roll. Thanks for checking in.
Right.
And then it was like the question of like, is this creepy? Have I overstepped a boundary here? Like, I'm essentially spying on him through our camera of our house.
I look at it from both sides because I understand what you're saying. Like, you're just getting a notification.
Yeah.
And it could be...
It's not like I'm sitting there staring at the camera waiting to catch him out.
Do you have an internal camera where you could just like check him out if he's on the couch?
No, we don't.
Ah, that's no fun.
Yeah. We had one set up for a bit when we first moved in because my cat Penny was by herself a little bit. But then it got creepy because it was like... Anyone can just look at this camera anytime.
Anyone?
Well, me or Akshay. But
oh my God, so many people. You and your fiance.
I didn't want to be like constantly checking if he's left
but
the
is
couch
it,
or not.
At the end of the day, is it a big deal if he's getting, if you, he's ordering
you
lunch?
You have an internal camera though, don't you?
Oh, since we changed the Wi-Fi for the last 9 months, I haven't been able to figure out how to reconnect it. So I've got one. It's like one of those things like beware of the dog. And it's like a vicious animal in the backyard. Yeah. It's a bunny rabbit. Essentially, our camera is I shouldn't be saying this. No, it's on, it's alert, and it's out for baddies. And that's why our car got broken into the other day. And I was on top of it.
So do you think this is just normal relationship behavior? Like, it's fine for me to just call him out on every time he gets a package?
From what you've told me, you do more calling out of him than he does of you.
Absolutely.
Because if he was to call you out, how dare he?
He can't figure out how to download the app on his phone. So.
Yeah, your engineer fiance can't figure out how to download an app. Maybe he just doesn't care about what you're doing.
That's fair enough. Yeah. He has been questioning all my Amazon packages lately.
Yeah, so it goes both ways. So.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best! Goodbye. Goodbye.
Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.